What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fakes to Montgomery, sets in the pocket, throws, end zone, caught, touchdown, Detroit Lions, Tim Patrick, second of the night, they've got the lead back.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we will get into some MVPs and LVPs of your fantasy season because, man, there were some really good ones. And if those define the actual MVP story, oh, man, Lamar's going to get it. All right, Kevin, I'm dead serious about this. The power rankings time. This is power ranking the playoff power rankings as we'll go through the teams that are left. So we will not be looking to get to the Cowboys. All right. We're not trying to find out where were the Cowboys.
They didn't make
in this power
12th
ranking.
Worst.
Maybe.
You know what?
Well, because they got the 12th
pick. Yeah. That's where they landed this year. And I think maybe in the C block, it's time for mock drafts, Mike. So we can make Kevin happy because
I told you guys about this guy named Genty before the season started.
It looks like he's not the top pick for everybody at number 12. Ooh. So we'll get into that in the C block at 1 o'clock today. But right now, let's go and power rank the power rankings. Kevin, we're going to let you decide where to take the playoff power rankings first.
So I decided to do something totally different with this.
You make your own?
Kind of. Right. I actually went off of betting odds.
I don't even know who the teams are.
Okay, so the Lions and the Chiefs get a bye.
All right.
Here's the rest of the matchups. Eagles-Packers.
Tough game.
Bucks-Commanders.
Boring game.
Rams-Vikings. I'm definitely interested in that game. Texans-Chargers. Ravens-Steelers. Bills-Broncos. All right, so those are your 14 playoff teams. Who's the worst
Broncos
team in that group?
That's the team that I don't think has a good chance to win there.
Really?
Game. Yeah.
I would not put them last.
Yeah, I'm in a weird place with the Broncos where I have so much more belief in them than I probably had more belief in them to start
the
season. No, not because they killed the Chiefs. I just didn't
expect. The Chiefs let you know straight away.
I didn't expect them. Hold on. Before we go any further with that, is anybody buying into this BS that the Chiefs sat everybody so that they didn't have to play the Bengals and that's the main reason they sat everybody?
No, but I do think it helped.
I think it helped.
I don't think it was the story. I think the storyline was more about them, but I don't think it was the. I think that they did like that Cincinnati didn't make it because. So
maybe that could have been like a tiebreaker if you're like, okay, and we can get rid of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I kind of do
have
think
either
that.
A great quarterback, another great quarterback that enters the playoff picture over there, or you have a rookie quarterback who enters the playoff picture.
I have the Texans last.
Okay. So to y'all's point, Broncos,
I'm down on them now.
12th out of 14, 66 to 1. Texans, 75 to 1. They're 13th. However, they're both ahead of the team that I would put dead last. I think they have no chance. They're going to get slaughtered in the first round. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
You are out on them completely.
80 to 1.
I'm a huge Steelers fan.
Damn it.
So weird.
Yeah, wait a second.
I wish I had more drops of me sounding like
that. Hey, can I ask this question? Don't the Steelers, don't they weirdly have Baltimore's number for a long time, or is it opposite?
It was that case.
Until
this last game.
Right.
And plus they've lost four in a row. I just think the Steelers are, you're right about that. I think the Steelers are spiraling going into the playoffs, and I think they're going to get their asses kicked this
weekend.
They
can't find any offense. Like, that's the biggest problem. As we were discussing a little yesterday, Pickens is a fantastic receiver. Russell Wilson can't rely on him right now. He looks over there and he's like, I want to throw you the ball, but it's going to go right through your hands. I can't trust you right now. Mike Williams is maybe their best receiver, and he's been an unreliable source most of his career. So until they can find some offense, it's going to be all on their defense, and that's too much of a load to put on a defense to say, just save this throughout the entire playoffs. They need to take a load off.
So the interesting breakdown of this is AFC dominates the bottom of this list, but they also dominate the top of this list. So Steelers, Texans, Broncos, who do you go after that?
I would say Buccaneers.
Okay.
I'm out. I know they won their division and everything, but I'm out.
Yeah, they lost to the Cowboys at the end of the year.
That's a good point. Another reason I discount the Steelers.
Yeah. So
that's what I said, that Tampa, I wasn't with you guys for this. They're not a playoff team, and the reason I know is because Cooper Rush threw an easy pick to them, and they dropped it, and I was like, I've seen all the playoff games Dak played in. Every time he throws that ball, it's intercepted.
Yeah.
And I was like, if Tampa can't intercept that ball from Cooper Rush, they're not a playoff team, because I've seen the Cowboys throw that ball in the playoffs. It's a pick.
But yeah, the Buccaneers, they won the division because somebody had to. That was essentially, somebody had to finish at the top of that one, much like the Texans. Somebody had to win that division too.
So the Bucs are actually ninth. It goes Commanders 11, 40-1. Chargers 10, 35-1. Bucs ninth at 33-1. I'm going to give you a couple more and then we'll move into the top six or seven. The Rams are eighth. The Packers are seventh. And this is where you start to see big separation. Because from the Bucs to the Rams, it goes from 33-1 to 25-1. And then down to the Packers, it goes to 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. So you see big drops now.
All right. So I know you're talking. I know I don't want to get too specific, but I am going to get specific here. If you're the Eagles and you could choose your wild card opponent, didn't they draw the worst one? The most wild one that could come out, like we saw last year. I'd rather play. I know they're 14-3. I would rather play the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs.
Would you rather play the Rams?
Aren't the Rams a division winner?
No, they are. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your point. Go ahead.
I get you.
Yeah. I would. The Rams, I kind of like them near the end of the year. They're a weird team because then all of a sudden they started playing defense and not playing offense, where I thought offensively they could be really scary with a healthy Matthew Stafford and Nacua and Cooper Kupp. And I just thought the way that Sean McVay can run an offense in the playoffs can get very scary. So I guess I would rather play the Rams than the Packers, because the Packers, I think you could beat them by 20 points, but they might randomly beat you by 20 points because I do think in a weird way that they have kind of a Brett Favre-ish quarter.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Back in Jordan Love, where he could throw three picks and you're like, yeah, we got to play the Packers and they beat themselves. Or you're like, I can't stop this guy. He keeps hitting pass after pass after pass. And they're not just 3 and 5 yard routes. He's hitting big play after big play where I don't think Washington or Minnesota can do that to you.
Love has to be healthy.
Yeah, and that's especially since they lost Watson.
That's been his problem all season long is just when he's healthy, they're real good. When he's not, they're a coin flip.
Yeah.
All right, so we move into the top six. So the six teams left are the Chiefs, Bills, Vikings, Eagles, Ravens, and Lions.
I rank the Vikings the worst out of those teams.
Okay, Vikings are sixth at 14-1. And here's another deal. There's a big gap between fifth and sixth. So all five of the teams in the top five are 7-1 or better to win the Super Bowl. So just for y'all, how would you guys play out the top five?
I will play it Chiefs number one.
I'm going Lions one.
And the reason I'll do Chiefs number one, I get the year they had. I mean, they went 15-1, but I get that they weren't beating teams convincingly. They were, if you want to say lucky, I can see there were a few times where a field goal that they were going to give up a field goal and lose the game, but it hit a post and they win the game. But there were other times where they came back late. And here we are. We got to the point where they get a bye. They kind of got two byes because they got to 15-1. So they didn't really have to play the last week. They don't have to play this upcoming week. And then you have freaking Patrick Mahomes, who we've seen the last 2 years, and he's made the Super Bowl four times in his 5 years as the starting quarterback. This is his sixth year as the starting quarterback. I'm going to put him number one because of all of those things, even though I don't believe they're the best team in the NFL this year. I believe they have Patrick Mahomes, and I believe that they win every freaking playoff game they play, and it feels like.
I was going to say, if Mike says because they have Patrick Mahomes, I'll say he's right, because that is true. But with the Lions, it's because they're as decimated as they've been, they've still been able to win games.
And they throttled Minnesota.
And their ability to run the ball sets up so much of what they can do with Laporta, St. Brown, and Jameson Williams. Their team is very talented.
So the Lions actually have the best Super Bowl odds at 3-1. But the Chiefs are essentially, I boiled down the fractions, 3.25-1. So it's razor tight.
I think that this is... In a weird way, both number one seeds, I get that you just named them as favorites, but I don't think they're overwhelmingly favorites. I could see both teams losing in the divisional round.
Okay, so you have the Lions and the Chiefs at the top. You have three more. Bills, Eagles, Ravens. How do you sort through those three? And by the way, like I said, go ahead.
No, I will go Bills. I'll go in the order you named them. Bills, Eagles, Ravens.
Ooh. Okay. I'm still AFC. Bills, Ravens, then Eagles.
Okay.
Although I think it's more just hate for the Eagles that makes me want to put them down. They're very good.
I think the Eagles are going to have a tougher wild card game than their divisional game.
If they have an early, like they get down early in a game, I think that they might fold because that's one of those locker rooms that I'm still not completely certain is in it to win it.
Maybe I'm too high on the Packers.
Because if the Commanders don't win, then they're going to get the Bucks in the second round.
Yeah, so that's where I think that...
Whereas the Commanders do win, then you're going to get Rams or Vikings.
Yeah, I could just see where if they can get by the Packers, which I know they're favored, but then I think like, oh, now they have an easier home game than what they just had. And now if they win, let's just say Detroit, because Detroit, let's just say they have the bye. They win their home game and they're in the NFC championship game. I think that's a very tough game to pick, Eagles, Lions.
So in this order, they're all stacked close. Ravens, Bills, Eagles.
Ravens over the Bills.
Ravens are 5.5-1. Bills are 6-1. Eagles are 7-1. So like I said, it is packed really tightly.
That game's
in
Buffalo
group.
If they play each other.
I think part of the reason too is this is reflective of an easier first round matchup. So like the Ravens are favored by more than anybody in the first round, even more than the Bills. And so I think part of it that's baked into that number is an easier first round matchup.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Well, I must be way wrong on Denver. I guess I just don't respect.
I mean, they're still 8.5-point dogs, but the Steelers are, I think it's more reflective on the Steelers spiraling into the playoffs because they're 10-point dogs.
And for I think a lot of things with the Broncos is their defense is good and they're young. And Sean Payton, like as a play caller, they have a lot of belief in him.
I guess also I just seen – and Dak does not enter this category. Dak honestly had a great rookie playoff game.
Yes.
But there's so many rookies that enter the playoffs and you're like, wait, what's happening to this guy? You know, and it's just – it is a lot and it is a
I think every time a
level.
Rookie's gotten in, Mike, and I've been like, hey, watch this. You've been like, yeah, but you've said the same thing, and I'm like, I don't want to believe it. It turns out pretty true.
Corey from the 469, please tell Kevin to take his ass home. He's making me want to throw up listening to his voice.
Oh, man. I don't want the listeners
hurtful,
to want to throw up.
But also, I want to know if anybody else feels that way. And for the person who told me to drink some green tea, I promise I've been
what's your deal?
Tricking it up nonstop for the last 10 days.
You ever had tea?
I drank a whole thing of the throat coat tea yesterday.
Did it help?
I drank it in two drinks because I didn't want to linger on it. Then I almost threw up, but I didn't.
And you want me to tell
I
you?
It was awful.
I listened to a little bit of the show yesterday.
You should think I was dying.
I looked at Sue and I go, Kevin sounds like crap. I didn't know you were right. I didn't hear you. I guess you weren't on Thursday or Friday, were you?
Nope.
Wow. Mm. Quitter.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that you weren't on Thursday and Friday, but I just heard you yesterday and I was like, ooh, he doesn't sound good.
You actually sound worse than you did yesterday.
Really?
I don't know how. Yesterday, maybe it's because I just over-talked yesterday and I was like, I'll just keep his talking to a minimum.
Sounds like it's time for the Mike Bassick Hour.